مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
ماتك ومداد كلماتك كلما ذكرك الذاكرون وغفل عن ذكره الغافلون.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. Remember, today is Wednesday. Alhamdulillah, the date today is the 27th of Sha'ban, 1446. Let's welcome Mufti Farhan Karani. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hope my name is here.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. How's Mufti Saab keeping?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Mufti Saab, there is almost 3 days left, or even less. I see the imams, they're no more making the dua also. Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban wa balighna ramadan. And even for most of us, it's as if though we already, it's like we're going to reach Ramadan, there's no doubt now. But anything can happen from now till then.
Our taqdeer has been written. And many people, they passed away just before Ramadan, like 1 day before Ramadan, 1 2 hours before Ramadan. There's no guarantee you're going to reach Ramadan. Ramadan is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. So we are lucky to receive that gift. And some people are not so lucky to receive a gift. They've received many gifts in their lifetime. It is up to us to appreciate the gift of Ramadan and to make the most of it in ibadah and obedience to Allah Ta'ala. And this month of Ramadan is a month of forgiveness. And once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ascending the member, and every time he put his Mubarak foot on one step of the member, he said, Ameen. He climbed the first step, he said, Ameen. He climbed the second step, he said, Ameen. He climbed the third step, he said, Ameen. When he finished the khutbah, he came down and the Sahaba asked him, Ya Rasulullah, you said Ameen 3 times. What was the Ameen all about? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained that Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam came to me and he made a dua that whoever finds the month of Ramadan and does not attain Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, then woe unto him. And so I said, Ameen. Because Ibrahim instructed me to say, Ameen. So Nabi Sassam's dua is against a person if he finds the month of Ramadan and does not get forgiven. So if we do not maximize our time in Ramadan to, in obedience of Allah Ta'ala, in fasting, and in Taraweeh Salah, and in acts of charity, goodness, then we have wasted our month and we have attained the badua of Nabi Qasim. We haven't come out with forgiveness from the month of Ramadan, then we are really doomed. Because if Nabi Qasim cursed such a person, you must understand how. And Nabi Qasim was rahmatullah alameen, mercy unto mankind. And if he curses a person who does such a thing, he does not get the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, despite witnessing the entire month of Ramadan, then this person is very, very unlucky indeed. So today we just want to touch on a few masail pertaining to Taraweeh Salah. We know that Taraweeh Salah is 20 rakats, not 8 rakats, not 10, it's not 12 rakats, it's 20 rakats. And there's a consensus among all the fuqaha and also the Khulafa'i Rashidin that it is 20 rakats Taraweeh. So, and it is Sunnah Mu'akkadah, and the Sunnah Mu'akkadah is such a Sunnah that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or it's like a rawatib, Nabi Sassam continues to did it. So this is a very, and we must understand that whenever we do something which is not for us, something which is sunnah or nafal in Ramadan, it attains the acquires the status of a farz, that we get reward as if we had a farz salah. So standing in the Taraweeh salah and enduring 1 hour, 1.5 hours standing in qiyam, and we're going to get rewarded. Definitely we'll get rewarded. Because at the end of the Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala announces that what is the reward now for these people who have spent this month in fasting and a night in Taraweeh? What is the reward for them? And the Malaika say, Ya Allah, they must be forgiven. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I've forgiven all of them. So if you want the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala, then we have to stand in the Taraweeh Salah. We can't be lazy because we say, okay, I'm going to read 8 rakats or 10 rakats and then I'm going to go home. What are you going to do at home? You're going to sit on your phone or you're going to go and sleep. Unlikely you're going to go into sleep. You're going to sleep. You maybe talk with your friends outside the masjid or something. But you're not going to involve yourself in ibadah. So, and at least one Quran Sharif in Ramadan, we must listen to the recital of one Quran Sharif. So maybe a person reads only a few pages a day in Ramadan, but in the whole year, he will never get to listen to the entire Quran Kareem. And there's only benefit in listening to the Salam of Allah Ta'ala. Even if we don't understand the meaning of the Salam of Allah, we will get the Nuraniyat in our heart. And the trust which we have in our heart will be removed. Because the Zikrullah removes the rust in a person's heart. So we're just going to discuss a few masail pertaining to Taraweeh Salah. So the first one is that we know that we first read the Isha Salah, 4 rakats, and then after we read the 2 sunnahs, and then the Taraweeh Salah starts, 20 rakats. And then we read the Witr Salah, the 3 witr after the Taraweeh Salah. But it's permissible to perform the Taraweeh before the witr Salah. It is best to perform the witr Salah after Taraweeh, but it is permissible to perform it before Taraweeh. But it is best to do it after Taraweeh like we usually do it. You know, we are accustomed to do it. Number 2, it is mustahab for the pause, the Taraweeh, after every 4 rakats, we are supposed to sit for the duration of 4 rakat salah. And after every 4 rakat of Taraweeh salah, we are supposed to sit for the duration of 4 rakat. But I don't see any way doing that. The mantap in the hari to get finished. So I think in the Haram Sharif they do it. But before they used to sit. I don't know now how long they sit, but before they used to sit for a long time. After every 4 rakat. And during the recitation of the Quran, in the Hanafi Mazhab, Bismillah is part of the Quran. Bismillah Rahman Rahim is part of the Quran Kareem. According to the Shafi Mazhab, Bismillah Rahman Rahim is part of every surah. So, according to Hanafi Mazhab, at least once in the entire Taraweeh, you must recite Bismillah Rahman Rahim before a surah. Before commenting any surah, at least once you must say Bismillah Rahman Rahim loud. Then you will be fulfilling the rite of the Taraweeh by saying Bismillah Rahman Rahim, because it is part of the Quran Kareem. According to the Shafi Mazhab, every surah should commence with Bismillah Rahman Rahim. So they read it aloud for every surah. So usually the Imams, what they do is at the end, the last surah, then they read Bismillah Rahman Rahim. But if you read it right in the beginning, when you are reading, when you start the Quran, Alif Lam Mim, then you read Bismillah Rahman Rahim, then you know. You did your faraz already, then you read Bismillah Rahman Rahim aloud. The fourth masala here, right? It's a normal, people understand that we have to complete the Quran. Some people think that you have to complete the Quran on the 27th night. It's on the 27th night because it is not confirmed that it is Laylatul Qadr, but it could be Laylatul Qadr. So we must finish the Quran on the 27th night. There's no such thing that we have to finish the Taraweeh, the Quran Khatam on the 27th night. It can be completed on any night. Any odd night, it can be completed in 10 nights, in 15 nights, 20 nights.
7 nights particularly, you don't have to complete the Taraweeh Salah particularly on 27th night. The next masala here, alright, after the to custom of making collective dua after every 4 rakats Taraweeh is also, as well as the custom of reciting aloud in unison some form of tasbih and zikr after every 2 rakats and 4 rakats are considered the sunnah. You find some people, after every 4 rakats or every 2 rakats, they read some kind of azkar. some kind of dhikr or azkar. That is contrary to the sunnah. We should abandon any kind of bid'ah, because the person who does bid'ah, they will be deprived of the drink from the Holy Ghost on the Day of Qiyamah. So we don't want to go into any kind of bid'ah practices. So after every four rakats, there is no collective du'a. Collective du'a or special azkar, and everybody must now sway their bodies and their heads and read this year in unison. Everybody goes in that mode. They know it is a bid'ah. We find this happening in some masajid. If after having performed Taraweeh Salah, it transpires that the Isha Faraz was not valid, it could happen. In the Imam realizes, hey, I didn't make a wudu. I forgot to make wudu. Or, hey, I had some blood on my clothing or something. I was bleeding from my finger. I only saw it now. I had this paint on my hand and I only saw it now. Now, what must he do now? And so that means the Isha was performed without wudu. Now, both the Isha and the Taraweeh will have to be repeated. The Imam says they have to make sure that the wudu is 100%, the tahara is 100%. Because imagine you read the whole Taraweeh Salah and then you tell the uncles, hey, you know what? Maaf me and brothers, we have to repeat everything. Your faraz and Taraweeh Salah. Oh, are they going to fight with you? Going to eat you also maybe? And so you have to make sure that our Isha Salah is performed with proper tahara, proper wudu. Otherwise, you have to repeat everything. Because the Taraweeh Salah comes after the Isha Salah. And Taraweeh Salah comes after the Isha Salah. So even if that Imam who did the Isha Salah, he did not have wudu, and the other Imams had wudu when they were reading the Taraweeh Salah, but the Isha Salah was had without wudu. So now the Isha Salah is supposed to come before the Taraweeh. So now we have to repeat both of them. And next masala, if a group of people did not perform the Isha Farad in Jama'at for some reason, if they performed it individually, they came late, stuck in traffic or something happened and they couldn't make it for Isha Salah with Jama'at, now they come and they read it on their own, then Taraweeh too must be performed individually. Now we have to read the Taraweeh also individually. This group cannot on its own perform Taraweeh in Jama'at. However, if they join a Taraweeh Jama'at, which there are people who had made the Isha Farad in Jama'at, then those who did not perform Isha in Jama'at Taraweeh will be valid. So if you came late, you didn't perform your Isha Salah with Jama'at, and now you come to the masjid, obviously you see the people are reading Taraweeh Salah in Jama'at. Now you can join that Jama'at who are reading the Taraweeh Salah with Jama'at, even though you read your Isha alone. Because there is a Taraweeh Jama'at taking place, so you should join their Jama'at. Okay. If someone arrives in a masjid after the Isha Farad, after the Isha Farad has been completed and Taraweeh has commenced, if you come late to the masjid, the Isha Farad is completed, come there, inna lillah, already finished now, and Taraweeh is already on, then what must he do? He can't start, he can't join the Taraweeh Salah. He should first perform his Isha Farad and then join the Jama'at in Taraweeh. So first he must do his Farad obligation, which is his Isha Salah. Thereafter he must read his, join the Taraweeh Jama'at. Should perform the Taraweeh Rakat, which he had missed after the Witr. So he can't make up his lost Taraweeh Rakat after his Isha and then join the Taraweeh Salah. No, he must read his, he must catch up his must Taraweeh Rakat after the Witr. This person shall perform the Witr in Jama'at. He will also make the Witr in Jama'at like everybody else. Sometimes these things happen if the Imam erroneously omitted Qaida in the second Rakat and proceeded into the third Rakat. And he missed it and he just stood up. Just too engrossed in thinking, now what mistake did I make now? How must I fix this up now? So the Muqtadi should call his attention by exclaiming Subhanallah. Like normal, if you're in a normal Salah and the Imam stood up for the third Rakat when he's supposed to sit on the second Rakat, then you say Subhanallah to alert him that he's come and sat down with us. And however, if for some reason the Imam continues, in his mind, no, it is I'm going for the second rakat, not the third rakat. He can and should return to the qaida of the second rakat as long as he has not entered the sajda of the third rakat. So, even he stands up and he starts reading and then he goes soft and he's thinking, they're right, okay, let me sit down. So he should sit down. And he should sit down as long as he didn't make the sajda of the third rakat. If before making the sajda of the third rakat, the Imam realizes the error, he should return to the qaida, make sajda sahu as usual and complete the salah. If salah will be valid. Because if he went in sajda for the third rakat, now what he's going to do, he's going to sit up for the fourth rakat. And now if you read quarter juz or something in that two rakats or your four rakats, you have to repeat everything. So, but if he completes the third rakat, and then he should add the fourth rakat as well and make sajda sahu and complete the salah. In this case, the four rakats will be considered as only two rakats of tarawih purposes, right? So, there's like two masalas in here. One is a person, the imam sahab, reading tarawih salah. After two rakats, he stood up for the third rakat, realizing and not realizing that this is the third rakat that he's standing up for. He's supposed to set for qaida, the shahud, and conclude his salah after two rakats, but he stood up. The people said, the muqtadis, they said, subhanallah, and they say, subhanallah, subhanallah, everybody, all Masjid is saying subhanallah, he's not listening. And he carries on, and then he realizes, I think they're right, let me sit down. So he sits down, in qaida again, he reads the shahud, then he makes salam, one salam, he makes two sajda sahus, and he continues his salah, the shahud, durur Ibrahim, durur, and then he makes salam. His salah is correct. If he, in this case, if he stood up for the third rakat, he didn't take heed of the people, subhanallah, and he continued with the third rakat, and then he read the fourth rakat also. And now what must he do? In the fourth rakat, he must make sajda sahu. He must make sajda sahu, and then his salah will be correct. That entire four rakats will be regarded as two rakats of tarawih. But if he did not make sajda sahu in the last rakat, now he'll have to repeat everything. Whatever he recited in the four rakats of his, he has to repeat everything. Everybody will have to repeat that whole recitation of that portion that he read in that four rakats. Next masala, yeah? It is not permissible to appoint a nabaligh, an immature child, and a child who is not still baligh, to lead the tarawih, even if he happens to be a hafiz of the Quran. And salah performed behind a minor is not valid. That is in the Hanafi mazhab. Hanafi mazhab, a minor, a nabaligh child cannot perform the, cannot be the imam. It cannot be the imam. You cannot read behind a nabaligh immature child. In the Shafi mazhab, you can. But in the Hanafi mazhab, you can't. Next masala, it is makruh tahrimi, forbidden. Makruh tahrimi means forbidden. It is very close to haram for women to perform tarawih in jamaat. It is haram for women to perform tarawih in jamaat, especially coming to the masjid. Even more of a sin. They should perform it individually at home, not in a masjid. Nowadays, you find the women coming to the masjid, the masajid, there's lots of masajid. Now they cater for women. And the thing is that they make the women section so big that now they calling musibat upon themselves. Because tarawih, the Ramzan time comes, the women are rushing to the masjid. And now you can't stop them. A whole mob of women coming there to the masjid there. What you going to do? You can't stop them. They're going to overrun you and make a big noise there. And so when we're building our masjid, the ladies section should only cater for little space. Maybe 5-10 musallas there for travelers. And women, families who are traveling, and they have to read salah, so the women got a place to read salah in safety. And so a small little space, 5 musallas, 10 musallas. And now we have a whole dedicated lady section. Now you are inviting the women to come to the masjid for all their salah, for Juma salah, for Ramadan, Taraweeh salah, they are going to be there. And because you cater for them, you made that section for them, you made it big enough for all of them to come. And nowadays what they do also, now the lady section is becoming small in the masajid, the Ramadan time, so they're using on the men's space also for the ladies. And now it's bound to be fitna there because of the women coming to the masajid. And then there's going to be intermingling after the Taraweeh Salah. And so this is a big fitna that the women are coming for Taraweeh Salah. They are not allowed to come for Taraweeh Salah. Their place is وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. It must remain glued in their homes. It must remain glued in their homes. They must read their Taraweeh Salah in their home, in their room, in the corner of their room. And that's the same place where they, if they want to make i'tikaf, then they must make i'tikaf in the same place. So women, not allowed to come to the masjid for any salah, Jummah salah, Eid salah, Taraweeh salah, not allowed at all. And in some places, Surah Ikhlas, Naqul Wallahu Ahad, is recited thrice in every rakat of Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, I never came across this year, but there's some place in the world that some places they must be doing this year. That is why the masala is written. That is against the sunnah. It's makruh tahrimi to do this. And they think that they're going to get extra reward. They're going to get one Quran Sharif reward for every rakat they're going to read now. So that is against the sunnah. Something which may seem that you're going to get rewarded for it, but Nabi Sassam didn't do it. So we do it, now it becomes a bidah. Instead of getting a reward, you're going to get sin. A collective silent dua will be made only after the 20 rakats Taraweeh. So the collective dua, the silent dua, noted here, silent dua, not a loud dua, should be made after the Taraweeh Salah, not after the Witr Salah. Yeah? So it is common that the imam makes a dua after the Taraweeh and then after the Witr again. So it doesn't, there's no dua after the Witr Salah. It's only you can make a silent dua after the Taraweeh Salah, after the 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah. Niyat for the 20 rakats Taraweeh could be made only once in the beginning when commencing the Taraweeh, because you know you're reading Taraweeh Salah. So right in the beginning, you should make, but now if it's one imam, obviously now he's going to make the niyat. But now when the next imam comes, he also has to make niyat for Taraweeh Salah. So if you're going to read 4 rakats or 6 rakats or 8 rakats, then in the beginning you make your niyat for Taraweeh, and you don't have to renew your niyat every 2 rakats because you're reading Taraweeh Salah. It is not wajib to renew the niyat after every 2 rakats, although it is best to do so, you can. Now when we're talking about these women coming to the masajid, so when these women coming to the masjid for Taraweeh Salah, the imams don't remember. The imams, we're not saying that, we're not advertising for the women to come to the masjid. They shouldn't come to the masjid for Taraweeh. But when and if they do come, right, then the imam doesn't make niyat for them. So because the imam doesn't make niyat for them, their salah is not valid. So they were just standing there for getting tired. They weren't reading salah. They were not in salah because the imam did not count them in. He did not make niyat for them. So if the imam did not make niyat for them, then their salah is invalid. So they were just standing there the entire time, and the whole Ramadan goes by, they never read one single rakat of Taraweeh because the imam didn't include them in his niyat. Next masala, the time of Taraweeh Salah commences after Isha Farz. So as soon as the time of Isha Salah comes in, the Isha Salah is performed with Jama'at, and thereafter the Taraweeh Salah can be performed. The Taraweeh Salah cannot be performed after, before the Isha time comes in or after Maghrib Salah. It must be after the time of Isha sets in and after the Isha Farz. When does it last until? It lasts until the time of Isha expires. It means until just before Fajr. So you can read your Taraweeh Salah, got the entire night to read the Taraweeh Salah. And when it expires, just before Subah Sariq, the time of when the time of Sehri expires, that is when the time of Taraweeh also expires. But it is best to read it in the first third portion of the night. And mostly Taraweeh lasts for 1 hour. We read one juz in the beginning, 4 rakats. four nights. You did one in a quarter, and then because most masajid finish on the 29th night, so they did one para after that, from the fourth night, one para. So you complete on the 29th night. So if the month of Ramadan is 29 days, and you finish on the 29th night, then you still got, you finish on the 29th night, you still have. If tomorrow is Eid, then you already completed your Quran. And if it's not, then the last, the 30th night, you will read from Alam Tara or wherever else you want to read from for that last. So what happens is after the Taraweeh, the Quran is complete, the Khatam is made, and people stop coming to the masjid. That is why the masajid, they recite, they keep the Taraweeh until the last possible night so that people attend the Taraweeh Salah. And you get some people now, they come for 10 nights or 15 nights, they want to finish, and then what they do, they sit at home. Yeah. So we mustn't do that. We must attend the Taraweeh Salah every night. So if you finish, you went to for three para a night, Jamaat, you finish Alhamdulillah in 10 nights, now you must go continue your Taraweeh Salah in another masjid where there is one para or two para or something, but you have to go for your Taraweeh Salah. And you must not leave out the Taraweeh Salah. And because we don't want to come on the day of Qiyamah and then we are short of Salah, and that the Taraweeh Salah could have helped us. But we weren't standing for the Taraweeh Salah, and now we have regret. And it's too late for us to regret on the day of Qiyamah, because this life is the life of Darul Amal. Amal, we must make Amal in this life. And when we come to the Akhirat, we can't make any istighfar, we can't. Person can't become a Muslim, can't accept Iman, it's too late. So while we have the chance now, while we can, we should make as much ibadat as possible. And we make the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi sha'ban, nubalighna Ramadan. Allah grant us barakah in these last two or three days of sha'ban, and make us reach the month of Ramadan with Iman and piety, and Allah accept our Ramadan and our fasting and our ibadat and our Taraweeh Salah, and make it a means of us attaining Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Jazakumullah khairan. Mufti Sahib, make dua for us as well. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.